Yo, welcome back to another episode of Basement Warriors. Let's chop it up. As you know, I'm Aaron.
I'm Pong.
Yeah, and today we're talking about difficulty.
Whoa.
Oh, my bad.
We got the new hat.
Oh, yeah,
for sure, man.
Show y'all real
first
quick.
Little merch you got.
Basement Warriors. And y'all let us know if y'all messing with this in the comments, you know what I'm saying? Because we can make more, you know what I'm saying? But let us know. We got to keep working on the side. Basement Warriors.
Some actual new drip.
You know what I'm saying? So, I like them. Y'all let us know, you know what I'm saying? But today's conversation, we're going to talk about difficulty, like overcoming difficulty and what that looks like in your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody faces difficulty some way, shape, or form. So, you know, that's what we're going to talk about today. So, yeah, I'll start off with the first question. How do you deal with hard times?
Dealing with hard times, depending on what it is, it kind of depends on what it is. If it's something I'm willingly putting myself forward to do, let's say it's like lifting weights or some type of exercise, I kind of just have to grab my balls and, you know, go for it. No, like, for real, you just kind of just have to push through it. You know, sometimes you'll feel nervous, sometimes it'll be hard. Just like the other day when I was benching, if y'all watch our other Basement Warriors videos, see chest day, I was pushing, couldn't pick it up at all. And you was complimenting me for holding the weight the whole time.
That's one thing you've always been good at.
That shit was so difficult, I was going to drop it.
Yeah.
But I know that pushing at that certain time, like that, those little hard times right there, it's going to help me in the long run.
Hell yeah, I agree.
But for other aspects of hardship, like I said, it depends. Sometimes I might need someone else to give me advice on certain things. Yeah. Sometimes I might just have to take a breather and take a break. You know, I preach about going forward, push. Don't complain. Just do it. But sometimes you might need a breather, depending on what the hardship is. I think everybody needs hardship to become a better person, to grow. But I don't think you should avoid hardship so much. Yeah. It depends on what it is. If it's a mental, emotional, physical, I think everybody should have physical hardship.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Because that, not to cut you out, I don't want to cut you out, but having that physical hardship kind of train your brain to deal with the mental hard stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like the gym for your mental in a way.
Yeah.
Going through the hard stuff that you have to mentally get through this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that. Would you finna say something else?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, like the way I like deal with that is.
How do you do it? Let me ask you. How do you deal with physical hardship?
Physical hardship, I'm like, I got to deal. I got to get through this. It's really like me just in my head playing a little game. Oh, this ain't going to last. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you just got to get hit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like when we running. I'm just, just get back here. I'm straight. Once I get back here, I ain't got nowhere to go. You know, I'm right there. I'm at the finish line. I'm playing those mind games with myself the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like legs. My first time squatting at that 455. I'm in my head, like, just down and up, down and up. You just doing one. Like, I'm talking to myself. Even bench pressing, just down and up. Just push, you know what I'm saying? You right there. You got this, you know. Even though I don't know if I got it truly, but it's just in my head. Oh, you got this. Come on, let's go. This is down and up. I even play games like, oh, do this for your mama. if you don't get it, they're going to kill the family. Come on, it's on you. You know, I'm playing those games in my head just to, like, get over the hump.
Because I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm separating it physical, mental, emotional, because they're all different. I was going to ask you mental,
100%.
But I kind of think of legs rather than physical. I think it's more mental. I feel more pressure that day before you hit me with, or you in the morning you hit me with, yo, you ready for legs? Set me a little gyp, somebody cried, hit the legs. I get like anticipation. I'm looking at my shoes. I don't feel like going. It's that Monday morning.
Damn.
It's like, but once we start it and once we're going,
okay,
it's not as bad. Obviously, you're going to be sore.
As soon as you get to the third set, it's like, okay, we're going to get one more.
Once you get to the third set, but it's like that anticipation. Yeah. The first, we talk about what we're going to do, we're putting the weights on. That's all mentality.
100%.
That's all, because we haven't done 100%. Any sets yet.
Yeah.
That's why I like breaking it down, because there is a difference. Even if you're about to do something, 100%. Preparation is mental. There is a preparation for mental, you know.
Nah, I feel that because that's why I would say legs take the most mental.
The most.
That's why I always want to do that first. So let me just go ahead and get that out of the way. But honestly, I do have that. I have that like anticipation, and it's weird for me because Sunday night, I'm like, oh, we got legs tomorrow. Yeah. I'm cool. But when I wake up that morning, I'm like, damn, we got legs today, man. Like, it's just no motivation. No all that, motivation. That night before motivation I had, mm-hmm. be gone. You know what I'm saying? But we get through that.
It's funny because I don't want to stick too much on leg day, but mm-hmm. It's never gotten easier.
No, it don't.
Since we've been in your basement,
it don't.
It's never got easier. We've done it on Christmas, Thanksgiving, probably Halloween. I don't even remember. We were doing it on every holiday.
So New Year's. That was like lame as hell.
Gotten better. Even when we got to a new place,
yeah.
New equipment, it's never got easier. When we first get the equipment, I can't wait for legs. Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. The leg extension machine going to be way better. I don't even want to look at it no more.
It's only fun that one time because you got some new stuff. But after that, it's like one of them toys you get mm-hmm. as a kid. You're like, oh, I can't wait to play with this. And now you just throw it off. You don't even fuck with it no more.
Okay.
But so, yeah, let's go to the other route like you said.
We did physical. We did mental. Emotional. Okay. How do you deal with emotional?
Emotional.
That's the hardest one.
I seek counsel. I use the good people that I have around me to talk it out. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bottle up emotional thoughts because mm-hmm. that can lead it to a very dark place. You know what I'm saying? So I talk it out, man. Seek counsel. Use the good people you have around you that in a good way. I don't want to say use them like in like mm-hmm. a bad way, but use the good people you have around you that actually got your best interests at heart. You know what I'm saying? So I seek that counsel to like talk it out, to see if I'm looking at this situation the wrong way or the right way. You know what I'm saying? You know,
how would you advise someone? So I'm not really talkative about hardship or like mm-hmm. especially emotional. I don't like talking to a lot of people about it. I kind of just let it pass. I know you're talking about bottling it up, but I kind of just let it pass, whether I'm just go sit there, play the game. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll talk to somebody, but it's not specifically about the hardship. It's kind of hard for me to get it out.
Do you think like your emotional side?
Yeah, like talking about mm-hmm. certain hardships. Because I feel like I'm kind of in a state where I'm like, I'm going to just deal with it. It'll pass. It's like one day. It's 1 week. But hardships always, they usually pass.
They do.
They usually pass. So
they do.
Do you think everybody has to talk to somebody for it?
Honestly, I feel like you should. But you have, not to everybody. You don't mm-hmm. want to go out putting your business out there, obviously. But if it's something that you're struggling with, and it's like, damn, like I don't know about this. I don't say bottle that up. Mm-hmm. Don't bottle it up.
Not that I'm gonna cut you off, but not that I've been through something super, super crazy hard. I haven't. That's kind of why the reason I don't talk to people, because it's not mm-hmm. like I've been through some traumatic event, which I haven't.
Right.
I've been straight.
Right.
But you know, everybody has the little hardships that
I say talk it out, because something that makes me mad when I see people. Go straight to Facebook with their problems. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be here.
Twitter.
I'm finna, like, if you got enough sense to go on social media talking about you finna, like, mm-hmm. harm yourself, you got enough sense to go seek help.
Yeah, that's
go seek therapy. Don't come to the internet with your problems. Go mm-hmm. get help. Because, you know, people just scrolling, oh, damn, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They not really caring about that, but that's a cry for help. But if you have that, go seek the people around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or go get help, like, you know, from a therapist or something. Go mm-hmm. seek something greater to, like, help you get through that. Because, like, man, them mental games ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? Your mind can, like, you can start on planet A and end up on Z and can't backtrack. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I like to talk it out. You know what I'm saying?
Only thing, imagine they try to go to ask somebody for help, but they give them the wrong advice.
That's why you got to be careful who you go to. You got to go to somebody, like I say, with your best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. Somebody who care about you, the actual mm-hmm. good people you have in your life that's going to steer you the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. some people out here, like we talked about last podcast, they want you to fail because they fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to put you in a better position. You know what I'm saying? Out of like an envious, jealous kind of, oh, I went through that, everybody go through that. Mm-hmm. So he's just going to have to learn. Like, no, it's about preventing me from hitting that pothole. Tell me that's there, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to go through mm-hmm. that, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't do that. So definitely you have to be careful who you seek counsel from, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't mean you well, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So like us, like we done had talks before, like, you know, about like things that's going on. And I can come to you and ask you your opinion on that.
You have my best interest in mind. Like, you'll tell me anything, especially if you've been through it already. You'll tell me
if I've been through it, you know?
How to avoid it. Don't do that. No, I've been through that. Don't do that again. Don't. Make sure you don't do this. Don't say this because you're going to mess up, you know.
Definitely.
But a lot, I know I know a lot of people that'll in their worst interest that are jealous that'll say things bro. Like that.
And that's just so toxic. And I thank God for that, you know, that I have good people around me that actually mean me well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cuz a lot of people don't got that support system, you know what I'm saying? The emotional side where you can actually go see counsel, like I'd be real thankful for that, man, cuz man, like I say, your mind can take you to dark places, and if you don't get that out, it's like, man,
it'll only get worse.
Yeah, where you gonna end up at? You gonna be on Planet Z somewhere,
Planet Z,
and can't find your way back, and now it's just dark as hell over here. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, that's one thing that I do, seek that counsel. Yeah. For me, prayer is really important.
Okay,
I pray about it, you know, ask God to guide me through these tough times. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because some things is just out of your control, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's not you causing this thing or whatever. I just pray, you know what I'm saying? You know, that really helps. Prayer.
That was good that you said that. It's out of your control because not everything you can control. Yeah. A lot of stuff you can't control. Mm-hmm. Just try to control the controllables.
Which is yourself. Just you control can always yourself. Control yourself. Mm-hmm. I can't control nobody people you're around. Yeah, I can't control nobody else. So I'm only in control of me. So it's like, I can only make amends for my part. I can only change my behavior if I'm in the wrong. Yeah, I can only do those things. So it's like, yeah, I got to look at me first. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to just go around like pointing the finger at people. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to do an inventory on myself because ain't none of us perfect. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So I literally try to like put that mirror in front. Like, what did you do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Go how could you improve?
How can you, you know what I'm saying? Because for a long time, I've been a stubborn guy. You know what I'm saying? I can get I still struggle with that too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, thinking your way is the best way. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to listen sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And
I kind of have something where it's like, I know my siblings mean my best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. Like my twin.
Yeah.
But I kind of have like a combative relationship. So like every time he says something, I'm always like, no. It's just like we're kind of like raised. It's like battle. So like when he does give me good advice, which I know is good advice, in the back of my head, like when we're done, it'll always be an argument. But once we leave, I'll be like, okay, it was good advice and things like that.
Right.
Because he always has my best interest at heart.
Yeah.
But 100%. It's like some people, when they give you advice, it's just like it's hard for you to admit it and accept it because it's the person.
Especially in the moment. Especially if it was like a little heated moment. Boy, you ain't trying to get in their price like that.
You ain't right.
Exactly. All right. So my next question I want to ask, right?
Okay.
How do you maintain a healthy mental in difficult times? Like, how do you keep a healthy mindset, I should say, in difficult times? Okay. And we can break it down like you did that first
physical.
One. Physically, emotional.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
So, like I said, it depends on the hardship and it depends on the situation. If it's physical, I'm very, very adamant on if it's physical, I can just push through it.
Like, physical, like in your fighting
competition,
like your first fight. How was that? Because I'm pretty sure, like, we talked about that. You it had, like, some, different. Like, difficult, because it was new. It was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of commotion. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was difficult. How did you
overcome? In that aspect, it was more like the physical and mental kind of collided.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much emotional. It was mental and physical, because when I went out there, it was new.
Yeah.
Before it started, like all my anxiety disappeared. Before I went out there, I was anxious. I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was real, real in my head. Like, okay, I can't mess up and things like that. When I went out there, the lights were showing. He was on the other side. Everything was different. The mat was different because I'm used to wrestling and I'm used to, even in karate, you were never in a cage. Mm-hmm. You were like just on the floor, just bouncing 5 points, super quick.
Right.
But when we went out there, it was cool. Tap, tap. Once it hit me, everything pretty much changed. Like, okay, this is a lot different from just our regular spars. It was different. Like, I actually got popped in the back. Like, it was a lot faster. So now, it kind of where, it's hard to explain. I kind of went to fight or flight immediately.
Okay.
I had to take him down, get a hold of him or something. But I wasn't really in a the first round wasn't physical. The last 2-3 rounds, that's when it was a lot physical because I started to get tired and I was starting to fatigue. And I knew I can't lose this one, all the preparation. I just look back at everything we did. I know I'm working on what it is due. I know I've done a lot more accomplishments and physical labor, like what I did. Right. Wrestling, karate, all that stuff. I knew I did a lot more than him. So it was more like I just have to...
It sounds like you had to tap back into your training.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult. I'm trying to touch on mental, physical, and emotional.
It don't all have to be like in that one thing. Mm-hmm. Like I just went on the physical aspect because you actually had to compete. You had to go out there and like compete. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line. So it's like physically, how did you like maintain your sanity and how did you stay calm? And it sounded like once you got in the cage and you actually got like popped, you had to like, okay, this is like, this different. Let me lock in. It sounded like you had to refocus.
Okay, let me explain. Something in competition in general, I think all competition is hard. Whether it's basketball, softball, golf even. If you're at a high level. Yeah. If you're at a high level and there's stakes to lose and to win, and there's championships, and there's a pro league, you're always going to be nervous. You're always going to be anxious, have anxiety, and it's going to be scary. Especially the big old crowd. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you see on TV. Those athletes, anybody that's there, they are nervous, they are scared, they're fearful of all the crowd. There's people in the crowd talking about them, yelling at them, screaming at them, hackling. A lot of stuff is coming in at one time, especially when you get out there. Because fighting in general, you're going through that whole week of, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks of just cutting weight. We was grinding them weights, weeks to cut that weight. Mm-hmm. Grinding. So now you finally rehydrate. Now you're going in this atmosphere. Now you got to compete. Now you got to fight. And now you're thinking, oh, I just lost 20 pounds and I gained a little bit back, but am I going to have that pop still? Am I going to be tired? I can't let nobody down. Because when you're getting hit, it's different.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think that's different from any other sport. You actually getting physically hit. You bleeding. Yeah. You might come in. Sometimes I'd be thinking, oh, what if my eye just gets closed? It gets swollen up and I'm closed. What am I going to do in that situation? Am I just going to keep going?
That's crazy.
But it hurts. Like leg kicks be hurting. You get really, really fatigued trying to finish the guy.
Yeah.
It's different. It's mostly in my head. It's mostly like you just got to re-lock back in. Because all I thought about was win.
So that's what carried you through.
I was fatigued.
Yeah.
I was very, very... I was probably the most tired I've ever been.
Yeah.
Trying to get that finish. Mm-hmm. You remember I told you, you throwing your hardest punch, you're going to get tired. I was getting fatigued. Yeah. But when I got in that corner, you know, we was giving me like what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
All my head was win, bro. Yeah. That's all. It's more simple saying it.
Say it, but it's harder.
In the ring, it was super complicated. Yeah. I'm like, in my head, my leg hurt, my arms hurt, I'm tired.
Right.
Can I go any longer? Right. How much more time we got on the clock? What's the time?
Right.
I'm tired. I look at him, he's still bouncing. Because, you're not trying to show the other guy.
Yeah.
You're tired. So I'm like, oh, God, is he even tired?
Mm-hmm.
He's stronger than I thought. All this stuff is going in my head, but then right before I stood up, when they said, you ready? Win. That was it. It just...
Yeah. So really, like, getting back in your head, just like,
getting back
you got
in your
this
head.
Win. Go out there. You got that win. Push.
That's where I think, bro, if you have... I know I'm talking a lot, but if you have, like, a certain... If you're having hardship in a certain event, like a large event where it's sudden and you can't really... do anything. You can't go home and lay down. You can't find a place to meditate. Maybe you can't pray at that certain time because you're walking out there. There's all this stuff going in your head. You kind of have to go back to something very, very simple that relates to you like a quick fix to make you recall everything else. That me saying win, recall all of our workouts.
It was a reset of your mind to keep you grounded.
Uh-huh. Know who I am.
Yeah.
Know what I preach every day.
Trust in yourself.
Trust in myself.
Yeah.
Just that one word changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I feel that too. Physically, keeping a good mind, I'm locking in. You got this. You know, I'm really talking to myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got this. Just push. It's going to be over. You got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing you can't do. You know, I be really, like, talking to myself on some, like, what they call it, affirmation type deal. Like, you got this. Push. Just keep going. You got that. It's going to be over. You know what I'm saying? I be saying that to you, like, when we be doing something, like, I'm like, time, I'm almost over. Yeah. That joint finna go off, you know what I'm saying? Like, really talking to yourself like that.
Lots of people do that. A lot of athletes do that. Nah. Hitting themselves.
Yeah, for real. It's all methods to lock back in, you know what I'm saying, to get your mind right, you know what I'm saying? Because That's like we said, the mind. I mean, yeah, the mind pushes before the body.
That's why I think
you can continue to push. So let's go. Let's transfer that to emotional times. Like, you know, say you're dealing with something like in a relationship with family members or something like that. Emotions can rise in those times. How do you maintain a healthy mindset?
Let me draw back for some. For a second. So I kind of have a difficult fix for emotional hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of go, I recently just started to like trying to fix mentality because I was always physical, just trying to do everything I can physically. But now I realize mentality is more important than physical. Physical hardship, or not more important, but I think all of them are equally important. They come in balance and harmony. But I think physical is easier to cope with than mental and emotional. For emotional, I kind of try to distance myself from relying on my emotions. I don't want to make decisions on my emotions. Like if it's a hard 100%. Decision to make, I don't want to go on my emotion. I try to go on my mentality. That's why I preach mentality. Because if I have a strong mind, I can pretty much get through everything. Whether even if it's a hard emotional hardship, you know, I can get over it. Even now, I still don't have an answer. I need to look for an answer.
This is good though, because this is your answer.
Emotional, but I kind of just go back to relying on my physical. I know I'm a healthy young individual. I can get through anything that, you know, but my mentality, I feel like if I have a hard mentality, a hard discipline, I can pretty much get through everything. Whether if it's emotional, because I barely like, do you ever see me like emotional for real? I mean, let's say I get mad.
I mean, it's rare that I see you in that, you know what I'm saying? It's been times, but it's rare, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to stay calm and collected.
Yeah.
Through, even these, like I said, physical. Even through the little stuff, like just like our suspension, us running a 10 mile, maybe even a 20 mile at some point. I want to stay calm and collected. So when if it's something really, really does happen that's real hard, like someone dies or something like that, I'll be the one that's able to make the decisions to push forward. You know, maybe everybody's breaking down and emotional.
Yeah.
I'll be able to make decisions. Not that I'm not emotional as well, but I'll be able to make decisions.
I'm kind of the same way, bro. I'm all about taking a step back and approaching emotional times with a calm mind. You know what I'm saying? The calm I am, the better I can deal with what's going on. So especially like in arguments, and I really try my best not to get into arguments, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to argue. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's some people out here. Yeah, bro. Some people be out here like, that's all they do. That's their life. But this is like, I try to approach things in a calm mind, because ain't nothing finna get solved in a shout match. Ain't nothing finna get solved. You know what I'm saying? So it's taking a step back and approaching it with a calm mind. That's big for me. You know what I'm saying? Because when emotions are raised, man, you can say something that you really don't mean. You just trying to hurt somebody's feelings at that point. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say nothing I can't take back.
I shouldn't have said that. But now you too much in the argument. I can't take it back.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to win the argument.
Yeah.
Now I'm heated. I'm trying to hurt you as much as possible.
Exactly.
So I can't just take it back.
Exactly.
But I kind of, it's funny, you know, the argument. I kind of tried to really, really drift away from arguments so much, especially emotionally. Because I be losing a hell of arguments. I lose a lot, bro. And then they say a fact, and I know they right.
Yeah.
But I got to make my lies so believable. Bro, I'm just saying anything at this point, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
I don't be arguing. I just say, fuck, we
gonna fight. I feel that, man. Like even with, like, deaths or whatever, I have to go through that before, you know what I'm saying, losing my grandfather and all that kind of stuff. And the way I deal with that, I always look at that person's like life and things they went through, you know, especially if they last days, they was like suffering and stuff like that. I don't like hold on to them, because I feel like, you know, granted, yeah, you feel that, you know what I'm saying? I've been knowing my grandfather since I can remember, you know what I'm saying? One of my earliest memories of him was taking us to go see Harry Potter, the first one, you know what I'm saying? I remember going to the movie theater, watching that joint, but when he passed and stuff, a lot of people took it hard, you know, like they were like messed up. And I wasn't like messed up. Granted, I shed a couple of tears, you know what I'm saying? But I always like in those situations, let the good memories live. You know what I'm saying?
Good memories live. Yeah.
Like us playing pool, you know what I'm saying? Even we used to go down there when we was kids, you know, he'll sometimes come down there too. But this is like, I let them good memories live on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to dwell on the negative. I'm going to remember you this way. Yeah. So that's what carries me on through, like, death and stuff like that. Because a lot of people have a hard time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really go through it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I feel like they got to find better coping ways to deal, especially if that person was suffering. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to see somebody going through suffering. And you can't do nothing to change it. You know what I'm saying? It's out of your control. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like understanding that we really keeping things simple. Like, we all got an expiration date. You know what I'm saying? An unseen expiration date. So it's just like understanding that, and that's just your time. Accepting that. You know what I'm saying? Accepting the hard truths of life. You know what I'm saying?
That's what makes people just stay still. They're not able to move forward. I mean,
And it really handicaps people. You know what I'm saying? Like, like when the anniversary of that person who passed come up, they super sad the whole day. And I don't feel like that's healthy mentally, because it's like you, that mean I feel like you haven't really truly dealt with it. You know what I'm saying? And the better you can deal with this, the better you can free yourself from that mental prison on that day. You know what I'm saying? Because they dwell in it. You know what I'm saying? I hate that for people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's tough, man. Who want to remember something like that? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like really understanding certain things and just approaching it with a calmer mind so you can better deal with it, and it's not dealing with something in a chaotic mind state, because it's nothing gonna get solved there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just gonna keep prolonging this inevitable. You know what I mean?
That pain, bro. Even like, 100%. Not that this is even more, this isn't comparable to death, but like when someone gets like a breakup, they get like super, super stuck.
Yeah, bro.
They can't move on. They don't want to talk to anybody else. They want to go outside because of that breakup. But you got to move on. You have to find a way to move on.
You do. Like, and shit, I can speak on that. Like, man, breakups be hard. Everybody know that. Like, breakups be hard. Like, it suck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's really what I found helps locking back in with your circle. Like, not on
goes back to a full circle.
Yeah, not going like, oh, we broke up, I'm finna go out. Like, nah, like, locking in, like, get, you know, with family. You know, go check on grandma. You know what I'm saying? Spend some time with grandma. Grandma give you some tips.
Baby, you ain't seen me in 18 days.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because when you in relationships, you can, like, tend to, you with your person. You know what I'm saying? Y'all locked in, so it's like, your time ain't really with family unless it's, like, holidays or something. Or, you know, you go over there or whatever. But, like, that's one thing I feel helps. You know what I'm saying? Because you get that love and that comfort.
Yeah.
From, you know, the people who really love you. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that helped me
100%. Get over. I kind of turned on Goggins. He called me a bitch. She broke up with you. So what?
He want to wild out. He crazy, man.
You're right, Goggins. You're right.
He want to wild out.
She broke up with me. You going to see me running 100 miles. I was like, why you still running? Man. And Goggins said, I'm a bitch.
Yeah, that emotional pain ain't no joke, boy. Have somebody in the shower with all their clothes on, just sitting there listening to sad music, boy, it'll take you on a trip.
Mom, he's listening to Ron Wave again.
Be like that for real, man. All right, so last question I got for you, man. What's your go-to outlets when faced with difficult times? Go-to what brings outlet. You some sanity if you have the time and space for that?
Okay. For me, I kind of keep it simple. I turn my game on.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I turn my game on, or I go to like some type of leisure sport activity with a couple of my guys. Like, let's say we'll go play basketball at the little the rim at the gym. Yeah.
Okay.
That's something to bring me sanity. Calm me down. Clear my head. But playing the game on. What?
Nah, I feel that.
Bro, I turn on like Elden Ring or something, bro, and I'm stuck on that. I don't even remember anything that happened. I owe a debt. Somebody out to kill me. I'm thinking about the game. Everything else gone.
Somebody out to kill you. Go get help, bro. What
the fuck? I'll turn the game off.
He like, yeah, we finna come kill you. He like, I ain't even gonna worry about it. Just playing the game.
Because I kind of keep it simple, because that's always what I've always been doing. I either turn on like, they gonna think I'm a nerd and shit. I turn on either some anime. I turn the game on, or I just turn like a superhero movie, like fucking The Avengers or some shit. That calmed me down.
That's cool.
But I've been doing that since I was a kid. Or I turn on fucking Family Guy.
I'm a family guy.
Bro, that shit'll calm me down for real. Yeah. Help me clear my head. I keep it simple. I'm still a kid at heart. You know? Don't let all the locked in fool you. David Goggins, don't let that fool you.
I feel that, man. For me, if I'm going through something, and this is new for me. I hate to keep saying it like this. You know what I'm saying? I keep bringing up journaling like a motherfucker. Like, journaling helps, bro. I'm not even going to count. Man, that helps me working out, especially if it's like, you know, I'm mad about something. I got some aggression. Working out is my go-to.
I can't believe she said man. This.
I'm not an aggressive journaler like that. But, yeah, like, if I'm, like, got some aggression, working out helps a lot. You know what I'm saying? I take my frustration out on them weights. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's really why I used to be, like, in love with fucking deadlifting and shit. Man, that shit used to get me through something. Believe it or not, they used to make lead day better. Like, pushing through your aggression because I'm mad. I want to, you know what I'm saying? Man. I'm mad. And I can, like, really, yeah. That used to help me for real. Yeah, for real. That used to calm me down. Going on walks, I really enjoy a good walk, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, I walk where we run at.
Okay.
One time around is a mile and, like, I think 14.14. I walk that. You know what I'm saying? That like, clears up a lot for me. You know what I'm saying? I started doing, like, walks for real, like, 2023. And it was a good way to just clip my mind, calm me down. You know what I'm saying?
A change of scenery is a good way. Like, just change 100%. Of scenery in general. That's why a lot of people try to go on vacations.
Yeah.
They go on vacation, like, let's say they're doing a hard work schedule the whole year. So they go on a vacation, they're cleaning their mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get locked back in after all the vacation.
You know? Yeah. It's like a debrief. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It, like, really.
Sometimes you need that.
Can calm your stress levels.
Sometimes you really need that. A lot of people don't really know that per se because they've never seen a different environment, different scenery.
Yeah.
So they don't really know what it's like. Mm-hmm. Once you go out there, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Calm down. I don't have to worry about work or any of this things that are stressing me out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Them would be my like go to. Like I said, I never want to be one of the people that go to a substance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like, man, I need to smoke my weed right now. I got to smoke a blunt. Like, I don't want to be one of them people because you can form bad habits that way. You know what I'm saying? Because when is that going to be enough? You know, what you going to go to if that becomes enough?
Because I was definitely, I don't want to consider myself alcoholic. I believe I was up there borderline at one point.
No,
it's hard to say, but I was at one point, especially in college, 100%. High school and college. Because it got to the point where.
You were drinking in high school?
What? It got to the point where.
Go get help.
No, I kind of. You know it's getting to the point because when you start feel different, just going outside or trying to go out and you have to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even go out and talk to somebody if I don't drink. I can't go hang with my friends if I don't drink. I have to have something in me
because,
you know, it starts with drinking. Then it starts going to other substances, you know, perks, things like that.
Yeah.
But you'll feel like, then I start making an excuse, oh, I'm not normal when I'm not off a substance or drunk or anything like that. I have to do it. Oh, we can't. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go out here. Oh, we got alcohol?
Yeah. It becomes some people's identity. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we needed a pregame before we stepped outside.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go. We can't walk in there sober and then, you know, get kicked up and then go to the bars or go to the club or something.
Right.
I got to go home, drink, then go to the pregame, drink, and then go out.
You.
That's where, bro, it was stupid because, bro, when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Division I wrestling. I was going out every day. Mm-hmm. I went out from Monday to Sunday.
Damn.
And I was practicing. So I would practice in the morning. I would like lift in the morning. We have a practice in the afternoon.
Damn.
Then I'd go out and drink. The next morning, oh, it was hell.
Yeah, I can imagine, bro.
I'd be going to the bathroom, almost throwing up. Sometimes I did throw up, bro. Run into the bathroom. They ain't know it, though. I'm like, do my breath smell like alcohol?
Nah, for real,
but
bro.
It leads people downhill. So now I was one of those people. That's why I said mentality. I was one of those people where I'm complaining about the coaches. I think I talked about this in my last podcast or the one before that. I'm blaming other people for my inability to take accountability and not drink and stuff like that. Why should I compare myself to the best people in this sport if I'm not doing what they're doing? They're not going it every day. They're not drinking every day. They're not taking other drugs all the time. They don't
Yeah, they locked in on their craft. Yeah.
So when you drink and then you go to do your physical activity, you're not even going to be able to push yourself the max or what you should be capable of because you're still trying to recover. You're like, oh, my stomach hurt. So you pick up the lightest weight. I'm running the slowest, you know.
No, that's real, bro. I don't ever want to go to that stuff, man. I've seen the bad side with other people when they come to that, and sure. I don't want to go through
one
that.
One thing I got to say, I ain't a bad drunk. I know one of my guys, like, I'll say no names, he was shorter guy, but when he drank Hennessy, bro, man, he's fighting
everybody. I got to talk about this.
He's fighting everybody, bro.
I feel like that's what happens when you go to substance. For your bad mental at the time or difficult times, all those emotions come back because you never really dealt with it. You dealt with it. You temporarily dealt with it in an altered state of mind.
Yeah.
So it was never a finish. So that's why people, because I drink. I haven't been drunk and wanted to fight nobody.
But I know people that are just like ready to... Let's fight.
And they give Hennessy a bad name. They be like, oh, Hennessy a bad name. Bro, I'm the same drunk on anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the same guy. But some people do, but it's like, them be the people. They got a lot of stuff going on in their life that they ain't dealing with. So when they get that, they more loose now. So they don't care about saying something crazy. They going 100% hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro.
You know you can't fight.
I get nice as hell. Like, I don't care about nobody stepping on my shoes when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
You can stump the yard on these motherfuckers. I ain't going to be like on some, you know what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of insecurities and that shit comes out.
It comes out because you're loose. And that's why, like, I'm a happy drunk, you know what I'm saying? I'll be
100%.
I get lovey-dovey. I'm like, man, love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? One of them joints, you know. I don't be crying or nothing. Yeah, I don't be doing the crying stuff.
He better be one.
Even though I had an episode that's another story. I ain't going to bring that up. Had a little episode, you know. Everybody play as fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man.
I knew I wasn't a bad drunk when I black out and I don't have no bad issues.
When ain't nothing crazy.
Like, I'll be, boy, you black out? I'm looking at my phone. What happened?
What did I do? Boy, that's a hell of a feeling.
What did I do?
Oh, fuck. I hope
you
I
wake up. Crazy. I get, boy, that's the worst feeling. Oh,
I got some stories, man. But we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just wanted to talk about that.
Let's get into the quote of the week.
All right, let's do it. Quote of the week. What you got for me?
All right. Listen up, everybody. I'm going to try not to stutter this time. I'm going to try not to stutter like last week.
The Tyrone? No. All
right. How hard times aren't the obstacles. Shit, I just stuttered already. See, that's why you can't see.
My bad, man.
There's always a bully in the classroom.
I feel like I call
There's always a bully in the classroom. My bad, homie. They can be my homie all the time. Once I start, teacher calling me to read, he giggling.
Goof ass, quiet as hell.
He can't breathe. All right.
That's it.
Hard times aren't just obstacles. They're invitations. They force you to meet the version of yourself that comfort would let you avoid.
Give me that last part. Stupid, bro. Nah, I just...
Wasn't that long.
I kind of...
Just the last part. Yeah. Right? They force you to meet the version of yourself that comfort would let you avoid.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? You, like we said in the beginning, you got to go through the hard times because that builds your character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to face it.
You got to. Because if you run from it, you'll never be able to deal with any kind of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And life, man, it's about solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
You've been solving problems since you was a baby.
Yeah.
You didn't know how to walk. That was a big thing. You had to find your balance. You had to learn how to step.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, you started running. Yeah. You accomplished that. You know... You go through struggle for your progression.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to go through struggle to progress.
Yeah.
Just like on video games. Video games are fun, but you got to go through something to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Life is the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I really like that.
I think a lot of people just settle in the comfort. Like they think something's hard, so they say, oh, I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to play my game, sit in the house, comfort. They try to eat. They say, oh, food makes me happy.
Yeah, it's a cop-out. You know,
food makes you happy. It's because you're not willing to push yourself to face the fear. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're scared of, you don't want to face it. You want to face failure. A lot of people, that's for failure a lot of times. People can't get a job because they're scared to go to the go to the place because they're scared the boss isn't going to like them. I'm not adequate enough. They don't like how I look. I'm not pretty. So I'm not going to even try.
Yeah, they give up before they even get started. You know what I'm saying? All
those voices going in their head. Yeah. Them voices.
They give up before you even get started. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even try. And that's the thing, really getting out there trying.
You never know until you get out there.
And I love the way my dad put that, man. We had more faith as a child than we do nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Because of free will.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you in control of your own self, ain't nobody taking care of you. You get lax when it comes to challenges. I don't want to do that. You know, they ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. They don't want to put the effort into it. But it's like, nah, do it because it only betters you. It puts you at another level in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But people don't want to deal with failures. You know what I'm saying? And bro, that's the way to grow.
Failure's a scary thing.
It's a scary thing, but it's benefits to it. It's lessons in it. You know what I'm saying? You did it as a child when you couldn't walk. You ain't know how to talk. You know how to do nothing.
It just,
but you kept trying. No matter how many times you fell and bust your head, you know what I'm saying? You kept trying, riding a bike. It's the same principles. It's just applied to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like, and I'll be the first to admit this, I did not like reading. Fuck reading. Like, that's boring and all that. But I'm giving up before I even get started. You know what I'm saying? Now, I actually enjoy reading. Like, that's a hobby of mine now. You know what I'm saying? Constantly having me a book to just read. You know what I'm saying?
It just feels like, before you start, it just feels like an impossible task. Like, that's
only way because it's new.
Only because it's new.
Only because it's new. And we put the expectation of ourselves, oh, they do it this good, I gotta do it that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's perfection. Like, you don't start. We talked about you don't before. Start like that.
People try to chase perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So they're scared to try, knowing that they're not gonna be as good as you. Of course, you're not gonna be good as the other person that's been doing it the whole time.
Exactly. They have time in this. Get your time in.
They've already took their failures already. Of course, they're gonna be perfect. Just like we try to talk about people going in Elon Musk's shoes, but they're not willing to do all the hardships that he got or he experienced to get to that point. They want the end result. Let me just chase the end result. I don't want to have to do all that. I don't want to. I can't. People can't wait to say they can't.
Man, they give up before they even get started, man.
Before they get started. Line.
And I really hate that. But I understand it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because failure is scary. You know what I'm saying? Especially depending on what it is.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you feel like you got people looking at you that, oh, they might laugh at me.
They might laugh.
Nobody want to be seen as the one that's failing, that's downhill, or you lost. You know what I'm saying? But it's real lessons in that.
But a lot of people, they ain't as important as they think they are. Because they...
Yeah.
Just because you fail at something, don't mean everybody's going to look at you, oh my God, you saw what you did. He just failed. No one's really looking at you like that. Exactly. No, you're not that special.
Yeah.
You might come out with come outside with a crease shirt. I'm thinking the whole world going to see it. They don't see it. They don't even notice it.
They're not caring.
I'm like, oh my God, Aaron, do you think they've seen it already?
Yeah.
You're like, let's go talk to these girls. I can't. I got a crease in my shirt.
We put more pressure on ourselves to just like, oh, we tell ourselves all this so it'll be easier for us to give up.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, it's like, you want to try, but you tell yourself all this, you done motivated yourself to quit.
You try to find. Yeah. You try harder.
Every reason.
To mess up than to achieve, you know? To doubt yourself.
That's true.
We create doubt a lot.
Yeah. Going through them hard times really builds you up to be a better you at the end. You know what I'm saying? Failure, you got to know how to deal with failure, how to navigate. Because some people lose and then their whole thing is over with.
Yeah.
They quit everything, you know what I'm saying, because they lost. And it's like, nah, man, just keep going. Just keep going. You know what I'm saying? So I like that quote. That was good, man. That might be your best one so far.
What?
Yeah.
What about the one last week?
Huh?
What last week was pretty solid.
I don't remember because it wasn't that important.
It's because of...
You had a good one last week, but I like that one, though. You know what I'm saying? Because comfort really don't allow you to grow for real.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It coddles you in a baby-like, you know, state. So you're like, oh, I don't want to get to that. You know, you would go through life like that, and it's just like,
and then people just can't wait to say the excuse of, oh, I have anxiety. A lot of people say they have anxiety.
People abuse that word.
They abuse it. Not that anxiety, like, people don't really have anxiety. But people abuse it so much, oh, I'm depressed. They're just scared. It's not an issue to be scared. I'm scared of a lot of things. I'm still scared of heights.
Nah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? I don't be wanting to go on a roller coaster. But I know I'm going to do it for eventually for the content.
Yeah, we're going to get them out there.
I'm going to do it. do it like a little.
Shout out to my boy. To my boy that's recording, David, man. He got me recording on roller coasters now every time I get on
you
there.
You think I'm doing that?
Bro, he the one that started that. I'm talking the whole day. Just got that phone out. But I'll be enjoying it. Like I said, I do not get that butterfly feeling no more ever since I went skydiving. I do not get that feeling at all.
I was on a plane. This is probably, I only been on one plane. Okay. I've been on one plane, but it was a private jet. And the pilot, so what they like to do is, you know, I got rich homies. But their family, I guess they like to turn the plane around, you know, like to get the views.
Oh, they did that?
What? He kept going sour. Scared, you know, it's like when that's feeling coming, I'm trying to pull myself off the seat, crazy. So I'm like glued to the seat.
That's crazy. Now, y'all you know playing at that point.
You know what they had though? What? Open that cabin up, full bottle of Hennessy. Well, I was drinking on that plane. I was real good. I love the plane.
He and that joint just knocked out, but yeah, man. All right, man. So, here we at the end of the conversation.
Yep.
No, we like to finish with the mental health check. So, how you been feeling this week mentally?
It's been a really good week.
Yeah,
It's progressively got better, better, better. Like Monday, obviously, Monday is never good. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, after we got the SD cards,
yes,
that's when it got.
I was happy about that.
It was like a weight off the shoulders because we were recording the phone.
Yes.
It wasn't trying to get something out.
I'm not even gonna lie, that was making me mad.
Yeah, because you hit me up. Like, I got the SD cards.
That was making it was me like, so
it
mad.
It was. I didn't like them, but I just wanted to get something out because I didn't want to sit too long.
Lose the consistency.
But once we got those two, those videos we didn't drop yet. Oh, they really nice.
Them gonna be hard, man.
Them nice, them especially that intro.
I'll check that out.
Hard. That's hard.
This dude been that doing his thing, man.
Was like, we got two.
He been doing his thing.
But look forward to that. But yeah,
yeah,
especially today. See,
new scenery, man. New scenery.
So, yeah, I'm feeling real good this week.
Level wise, 1 through 10, if you had to rate,
gotta be a 9. Looking forward to next week, the podcast drop episode 3. Look forward to that one. That one's good.
That one's gonna be good. I've been feeling good this week too, man. I was really happy we dropped the second episode of the podcast. That was cool. Definitely can't wait to episode 3.
Yeah.
And that's going to be
four. You know, that's going to be getting good. Better and better and better.
You know, man, it's good to have a team for real cuz everybody been doing
shout
very
out David.
Good.
Hey,
yeah.
Y'all don't see David, but hey, he behind the scenes working, cooking up.
Yeah, man. I'm talking Adrian, about I've been really happy with
cooking up behind the scenes.
So, that's been cool, man. It's been a good week. I don't got a black eye or none of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Send help.
When I'm marked up.
I'm still taking applications to jump folks.
When I'm marked up, it's all cool.
Still taking applications to get down on. You feel me?
How you feeling like number wise?
Number wise, I'm going to say an 8, bro. this may sound crazy. Negative thing that happened this week, I couldn't go home early when I wanted to. Bro, I'm talking about, I was like, yeah, I'm going home. I know I'm going home earlier today. Nope. They got your goof ass, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a good week, man.
It's been a good week.
I can't do no complaining. Yeah, productive as well, too.
Milestones.
I started a new book this week. You feel me? I was thirsty to start that little book. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it going, man. Just keep going. Yeah. Keep going. Keep working. We almost there.
You know what? I might have boosted up a few below. What'd I say, a 7? I might be a 9 because we just copped.
Well, you said 9.
I might be a 9.5. We just cooked up some really, really good ideas today.
That was cool.
We just cooked up some real good ideas. So y'all better look forward to it.
That was cool.
They got better things.
Nah, for real.
But appreciate the podcast.
You appreciate the podcast?
Man, that was so stupid.
Explain.
I know what I was trying to say there. But shout out to Angstrom.
Definitely. Shout out to Angstrom, man. Yep. Appreciate y'all for letting us use the space. As y'all can see, we somewhere new. We not in our normal little studio. So this is cool, man. It's been a dope little evening, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in. And please let us know how y'all like these heads. You know what I'm saying? This is new. We just got them today, actually. So definitely want to hear y'all reviews on that. And tune in, man. We got episode 3 coming out soon. So definitely.
Like, want y'all to check. Subscribe.
Yeah. It's going to be dope, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all stay up. Keep working.
Keep working.
Keep working. Peace.